It's still late October, but wintry weather was the talk of the town across much of our area today as a storm system works its way through the Great Lakes and a secondary storm develops near the New York City area later today and tonight. Stormy conditions are expected to continue. Also continuing is the transition from snow and a wintry mix to a cold rain. Many of us have either seen that change already or will see that change in the coming hours as temperatures very, very slowly warm up. The exception will be across the higher elevations where that wintry mix is likely to continue with accumulations of snow and sleet, and we have winter weather advisories in effect through much of the higher terrain west of the Hudson River, but even in the Green Mountains into the northern Berkshires. We are likely to see at least that wintry mix into the evening hours. But for most of us, it ends up being a cold rain, a kind of a nasty feel, very damp and cool and raw, but it's much needed rain. Of course, the drought continues across the area, so any rain we get, we definitely need, and even the snow is important. Of course, the snow eventually will melt and work its way into the ground. So moving ahead, we see a period of rain with that wintry mix in the higher terrain this evening. For most of us, it'll turn drier overnight with just some leftover rain and snow showers. And then moving into the day tomorrow, that storm system, that secondary storm that I mentioned near New York City, will deepen and lift to the northeast. And that's going to kick up the wind. So we have some wind tonight, especially along the Green Mountains. And then all of us get into a gusty northwest and westerly wind tomorrow. Through the day tomorrow, we're likely to still see some rain and snow, especially across the North Country, though a few showers may even sneak into the Capital Region. Then over the weekend, we have a front that comes through. That'll bring us the chance for some showers Saturday night into Sunday, though it will not rain the entire weekend, but we'll be dodging some raindrops from time to time. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, cloudy, rain likely in most areas, and a wintry mix likely in the higher terrain. Breezy, with lows in the 30s to around 40. Tomorrow, cloudy, with a mix of rain and snow showers. Windy, high 40 to 45. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy, with rain likely in most areas, and a wintry mix likely in the higher elevations this evening, then rain and snow showers after midnight, low in the 30s to around 40. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a chance of rain and snow showers, windy, high 40 to 45. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with rain likely, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow, partly sunny and windy, high 46 to 52. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy with rain likely, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, windy and cool, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, with highs in the 40s and 50s, and on Sunday, mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers, and highs again in the 40s and 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.